Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show, freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And something that our guest Sherry Edwards is going to probably bring up is what we can do about the issues that we are consumed with right now in this time, this very troubled time. I'll tell you one thing you can do. You can share our work far and wide. You can take it to independents. You can take it to Democrats who aren't that mentally ill. There are some that are okay. I have friends that are Democrats, two of them to be exact, and they're okay. I can have normal discussions with them. Most of them you can't. They're demonically possessed, and I mean that in every sense of the word. But take this to where it can do some good. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. With all the disruption that's going to come with the election, unless there's a divine intervention from the Almighty, we're going to have trouble no matter who wins. The supply chain is going to be affected. The banks are going to shut down. What are you going to do? Do you have enough food on hand to get by? I hope you do. If you don't, hey, you need to be thinking about it. But I'll tell you what you do need to have. You know that money you got in the bank? Are you listening to me? That money you got in the bank? There's a little law called Dodd-Frank 2010 that says the banks can keep it. You're an unsecured creditor. As they begin to fail, as the economy begins to collapse, and as it is collapsing, Jim Rickards is predicting a 50% drop in the stock market next week. As we see the situation worsening, can you really afford to lose your retirement? Can you start over? Will you even be able to start over? And what about your bank account? Look at my family on my mom's side of the family. They're related to the Fords. They were wealthy. We had politicians in our family. Okay, we all have our black sheep. But we had politicians. We had bankers. We had hotel owners, uncles, aunts, cousins, great grandparents. And they're all doing really well as part of the Ford family and the offshoot, like the Evans and all that. But anyway, Ford, yeah, cousin to Henry Ford. And guess what he did for them when they went broke when the market crashed? Nothing. The man's evil. Henry Ford was evil. Black sheep of our family, but my mom went from riches to rags when she was 2 years old. I don't want that to happen to you. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to let Noble Gold fix this for you. You're going to let them get in the way and be your buffer against being broke and having your money stolen. Now, the federal government makes me tell you that anytime you deal in investments, there could be a problem. Okay, we recognize that. We fully give that warning in good faith. I've been a customer for 7 years. I've been advertising for eight. I think I've shown what I think of Noble Gold. They can help you. I sleep better at night because I have them on my side. You can too. If you've got a nest egg to protect, call 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. 646-5347. And sorry about the long commercial, folks, but listen to me. Listen, I'm not joking when I say your money is going to be gone when this crash hits full force. The banks are going to keep it. And the FDIC only has 0.8% of the money on hand to cover deposits. 0.8%. You think you're going to be first in line? No. Take care of it. Sherry Edwards comes on with bioacoustics every so often. And bioacoustics are listening to your voice frequencies, and you can pick up truthfulness, health conditions. You can pick up intent, personality traits. Einstein once said, all of medicine one day will be frequency based. Well, it's a lot more than just medicine and health. It's also the truth. And so we've asked Sherry, as we do quite frequently, to come on the show and give us the bioacoustic analysis of key people. So, Sherry, welcome to the show. It's so good to be with you. Thank you very much.
Yes, good to be here. You've been doing some heavy lifting this week.
I'm overwhelmed.
One of the things you said is how important is the truth? And I started thinking about that. What do people really want to know? And, this debate that just happened was a know-nothing. What was really important? To me, anyway, is what were the motives of the hosts? Why did they deliberately go after Trump and leave Kamala to do whatever she want and tell all those lies and misinformation? I said, the public needs to know what's going on here.
So you did David Muir and Lindsay Davis, correct?
Yes.
Well, what'd you find out?
Well, they're both multitaskers. They both have a lot of ambition, but Mir has a self sort of, I want this justice, and that's what I'm going after. So it's not about money, although you've mentioned that they were eventually paid. It was after the fact from their vocal prints, and it wasn't really a big important thing to them. What Mir wants is to leave his own stamp on, I helped create a form of justice against Trump. And so that's where he's coming from. He's not interested in future things. He's not interested in helping people get justice. Neither of them are. They have their own agendas. And with Davis, her agenda is somebody has promised her some kind of fame or something that deals with physical position.
Yeah.
That's what's common in her voice. She wants a physical position about something, and somebody has offered her that.
I can tell you what it is. I've heard about this already.
Wow.
White House press secretary.
I'm amazed at how the secret stuff you get, and then when I look at it with her voice, it jives.
No, it does. I hadn't reported that yet. Because I'm waiting to gather facts. I was going to do another follow-up. I mean, they both got paid $1 million each. I know that too. Okay. And I know that they gave the sample questions, which were almost identical to the real questions. We have a whistleblower. See, this is what really ticks me off, Sherry. We have a guy who works at ABC. He mailed himself an affidavit, so it's time-stamped and dated. He received it one day before the debate, and he said all the things were going to happen in the debate. He sent a copy to Rhino Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who never warned Trump, should have told him, because he would have had this on the same day. Okay. Now, in there, it said that she'll have the questions. We'll fact check Trump. We will not fact check Kamala. We won't ask about her horrible record as Attorney General and Alameda County District Attorney when she facilitated sex trafficking with the Sinaloas and protected them. They can't ask her stuff like that. They can't ask about Tony Harris, her relative, brother-in-law, who is involved in all kinds of shady stuff. So they had to have all that out of bounds. They couldn't ask any of it. Trump should have brought it up anyway. See, I believe in the Ronald Reagan theory of debate. Answer the question you wish they would have asked. I wish Trump would have done that. But anyway, that's what I have on ABC. With Muir, my sense of him is huge ego. What did you read with regard to his ego?
Huge ego about doing it my way. His sense of ego and justice are just off the charts. I'm doing an article about this. I'll send it to you so you can post it for your people.
Okay. Wow, Sherry, this is amazing. I'll tell you, let me give you a sense impression. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, because this is just what I have seen with her on-screen persona. Certainly, I've never had any interaction with her. But Lindsay Davis strikes me as being a very angry, evil, dark-sided person.
I
How do you
see her
feel?
as, I see her as taking a sword and just slashing her way through the jungle. And no matter what she's destroying, she's going to get where she's going.
Is she just an angry person?
Ambitious and angry because she didn't get as far as she wanted to. She's put in a lot of work, but it's going to be on her terms, and she's going to be rewarded, or she's not doing it. Anything else?
Where does she fall with, where do both of them fall with regard to honesty?
They are multitaskers, but they are looking at this from somebody else's opinion. Let me go back and look at their files here because I have them.
Yeah.
They're not concerned with other people's emotions. Our feelings. They're not really there to support other people. They're there to support their own agenda. And with Muir, it's justice is going to be my way, and with Davies, it's I'm going to get what I need to get out of this. So they're both very selfish.
Did you know that Lindsay Davis was Kamala Harris's sorority sister?
I had heard that. Boy, that answers a lot of questions, doesn't
Yeah, it does. It does. They can't even pretend impartiality when you have that. ABC News should be done. You know what they did? ABC News denied everything in that affidavit that's enforceable by penalty of law. But ABC News said, no, we just followed all the rules of the debate. They didn't even comment on the allegations. They're guilty of sin. But they should be done as a news organization. They should be disbanded and they should be finished.
this explains a lot of things to me because in the last few weeks, really since the assassination, the first assassination attempt, you look at Trump's voice and it's usually very full. His foundation is full, control is full, emotions are full, and he is hiding something now. He's not hiding, he's withholding. So I don't know what he's withholding, but he's gonna let it loose when he needs it the most.
You want me to
So,
make a guess on what he's hiding?
yes.
He's hiding the fact that it's out there now. Matt Gaetz underestimated the congressman from Florida when he said five hit teams, three foreign, two domestic, are after Trump. Paul Preston and I have information. It's 11 hit teams. And this has caused Trump to cancel a lot of his stuff, get a lot of his presentations. I think that's what he's hiding. He said when he was on Gutfeld, he said, you may not see me as much anymore. So I think that's what's going on there.
He has things that are going to, if they do get to him and assassinate, there are things that are going to come out that they'll wish they were dead instead of him.
You think, are you implying he has dead man switches?
Absolutely. You can see it in his voice that
Really?
he is solid when it comes to God is asking me to do this and this is my mission. He really totally believes that. And somewhere he's getting information on all of these people that they have to think they have to kill him, or all of this is going to come out. But it's going to come out anyway,
Well,
one way or the other.
the timing is not an accident, Sherry. And so let me bring in some work I've done this week. I know you've seen it. 7 weeks ago, I first talked about the UN Summit of the Future, which basically we're going to sign away our national sovereignty. Now, you won't notice anything right away, but on paper, we're going to agree to all these things that strip us of our sovereignty. They don't call it, we're going to have world governance. They said improving world governance. But then you basically agree to everything they're doing, which means they control everything and they tell your government what to do. Okay, that's one thing. Now, yesterday, I said I was emphatic about this. In fact, I went on John B. Wells' show and I talked about this a little bit. No one was interested. Yesterday, eight congressmen stood on the steps of Capitol Hill and basically said what I said 7 weeks ago. They weren't quite as detailed as I was. It was a 25-minute press conference and it was good. They did a good job, but they were saying this is what's here. And today, no media coverage. No one's talking about it. I almost feel like I'm the only one who's covering this, and it's really disturbing. We need a million people covering this. And I think Trump also knows this because let me tell you what else I saw him say on Gutfeld. He said, no, I'm for America. He said, we're not going globalist. He said that. We're not going globalist. He knows what's happening. He absolutely knows. I didn't talk to you about this, but have you ever done anything on J.D. Vance?
I have not.
Boy, that would be interesting to do. And I'll tell you why. I kind of questioned the choice by Trump in the beginning. And I was wrong, Sherry. I like J.D. Vance a lot. And then, my good friend Doug Thornton said, Dave, what about the fact that he's in with Peter Thiel? PayPal, billionaire, ex-PayPal creator. And I said, oh, yeah. Well, you know what I ran today on my website? An interview with Peter Thiel where he talks about Kamala's going to win because they're going to steal the election. That's not a deep state guy saying that. And that's a good friend of J.D. Vance. I like J.D. Vance. Now, if something were to happen to Trump, I don't know if Vance has enough time to introduce himself to the American people that way. But he would be, I don't know if he'd be as good because no one has the business experience Trump has. That's what made him such an effective economic president. But I think J.D. Vance would be very good.
I've liked him for years. He's in the politics in Ohio.
Yeah.
And he just seems very, very solid in what's going on. But I want people to know that what's coming out of Kamala's mouth is not Kamala's personal perspective. She is just spitting words out that somebody else is telling her to do. And what she said on Oprah is just total contrast, where she wants to take away people's guns, but didn't she say on Oprah, if somebody breaks into my house, they're going to get shot? That
No,
is
here's what she
crazy.
said. I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun owner, and no one's taken any guns. And then she reversed herself on Oprah. She can't keep her lies straight. You know, Sherry, I have to tell you, I have friends who are attorneys, people that I grew up with, went to school with, guys that I played basketball with. I know how hard it is to be an attorney. The LSAT's challenging. And then to get through law school is challenging, and then to pass the bar. And it's a hard profession. How the hell did she ever do that? This woman's a walking word salad.
I don't understand how such a dunce could have gotten into that position. And, they picked on Melania Trump for how she dressed.
Oh, my God.
Kamala Harris is just Miss Frump. Why don't they pick on her for that? It seems like she's been given a free pass about any and everything she says, how she walks, who she knows. It's a fairy tale. Who's behind this? Where's it coming from? I can only get as far as Obama is behind this and this media
Yeah.
thing that he created. He and Pelosi got together and created a way to manipulate and manage the media, and they are doing very well at it, especially with Kamala. She's the least cared about here, and 2 weeks later, she's the favorite of the world. And I think they're lying about it. I can't find anybody who's willing to vote for Kamala. And I think all these polls they are running is just, okay, she's really popular. If you want to be popular, you should be like her, so you should vote for her. It's just a crock.
I know.
It's a manipulation. Tucker Carlson said the other night that the truth hums inside us, and we know what's the truth. And it's these manipulative liars that are talking us out of our truth, and that we need to get our spidey sense up and running. And that was his advice, that we need to take back our ability to discern whether or not somebody is legitimate, whether they need us. And remember, whoever's lying to you is lying to you to get you to support them. They're not lying to you for any other reason than to manipulate you.
Is there fear in Trump's analysis that you've done?
No, I don't think so. I can go back and look at it. He really thinks God is behind him and that this is going to be absolutely a mission from God. And he has very high ego there, but his highest number is words. I think somewhere he fell down in this debate that he was either trying hard not to tick people off or fall for the bait. I think somebody told him Kamala was really going to try to bait him, and he tried hard not to say anything that would cause that. But when he finally realized that both hosts and Kamala and cameramen and probably everybody else was against him because they weren't letting him feel comfortable enough to be himself.
That's really interesting. You have to understand, When you're talking and you get interrupted by the host who fact checks you and he's wrong most of the time, it's 3-on-1. And a debate is like an athletic contest. You build momentum, and you're gaining an advantage and you see a weakness and you go for it. It's a lot like an athletic contest. And Trump never was allowed to establish momentum. He was very good in the opening and he was very good in the closing. And in between, it was not good. But it was not good because it was 3-on-1. And Trump's mistake was this, in my humble opinion. I would have looked at David Muir when he fact checked me and was wrong. And I would say, well, first of all, you're wrong. And if you want to debate me, why don't you come up here and stand next to Kamala so the public can see really what's going on here? That's what I would have done. I'd have said, both of you, come up here 3-on-1, because that's what you're doing. Stop faking like you're being objective. Turn your mic off after you ask the question and don't fact check me unless you fact check her. And that's what I would have said right there. And you know what? They wouldn't have known what to do. They would have crapped their pants and enjoyed it. I'm serious. They wouldn't have known.
Why or how did they let Kamala get away with all the misinformation and just outright lies, camouflaged lies, like
I know.
Trump's going to do this to you and take Social Security? And what is that thing she keeps referring to that's Trump is saying is totally untrue?
Oh,
2020?
Project 2025.
Yeah. I don't even understand what that is and how she got away with saying he's going to do that when he has denied it so many times.
No,
Most of her
I
stuff is
agree.
just misinformation or manipulation, and people who are doing that are doing it to manipulate you. You
Well,
remember.
I want to go back to something you said earlier. You said you kind of suspected Obama was involved with Kamala. A lot of
Yes.
people don't know this. There's a man named David Plouffe, Plouffe. He was Obama's campaign manager. He made her take on Plouffe as the senior advisor. So you're right on the money about Obama's influence.
I
It's
think Obama hates America and hates Americans.
Well, he did. I mean, the guy stood up and said, America is no longer a Christian nation. And then he started saying the police were racist. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, he hates America. He's hated America. That's why he was chosen. Do you know who started Obama's political career?
No.
Okay, it was Tom Ayers, the head of Con Ed for Illinois. So, I mean, we're talking big, 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 big billionaire. Now, his son, Bill Ayers, was the head of the Weatherman Underground, felon that was associated with the murder. He and his wife, Bernadine Dorn, they were associated with the murder. That's why they can't practice law. They have law degrees. They teach at Northwestern University. Nice job, Northwestern. But anyway, they were the head of the Weatherman Underground. It wasn't a hippie group. It was overthrow the government and become a Marxist government kind of thing. And these guys were all Ivy League educated. They were intelligent, had advanced degrees. And I had a friend who's no longer with us. His name was Larry Grathwall. And Larry was an FBI informant who penetrated the Weatherman Underground. And he asked Bill Ayers, he said, Bill, if you ever win and take over this government, what will you do? Now, America, you better listen to this because this we're looking at the Obama agenda through Kamala Harris. Okay. And these people, the Ayers family, started Obama's political career and funded it. Okay. So listen to what his answer was. We'll have to take 50 million Americans and put them in re-education camps in the Southwest. And we will probably have to do away with over half of them. Now, Larry Grathwall used to come on my show. Used to be a guest for Doug Hagman, myself. Larry died under very mysterious circumstances, and his daughter thought he was murdered. But that's Bill Ayers, the Ayers family, plucking Obama. Okay? He's one of them. He's a communist. He hates America. The heirs have spent their life trying to overthrow America, and now you have Obama. And Kamala Harris is controlled by Obama.
How can you understand the stuff about Antifa and knocking down doors and buildings and knocking out windows, causing a lot of loss of revenue for a lot of people, nearly destroying the entire city. And then along comes Kamala and tries to gather money to pay for their fines. It's okay to do that, but it's not okay to pray at an abortion center.
Yeah, I
There's
know.
no
I hear you.
civility left.
Well, it's why they champion the gay agenda that, Obama is gay. But I mean, other than that, most Democrats aren't. Why do they champion the agenda? It's fine to have civil rights. No one should be persecuted for their private practices. I mean, to me, that's abhorrent. But why do we over celebrate it? And you know what it is? It's called depopulation.
Why do people keep ignoring the conflicts in what Kamala and the Democratic Party are saying? How are they getting away with that?
Sherry, I have no idea. I ask myself that every day. What will make the American people rise up? I think if they kill Trump, there's going to be some significant players, probably veterans of special training, that will rise up. That would not surprise me if that happened. Now, FBI, don't visit my home because I can't tell you any more than I've already said. Okay, but I'm just saying I know human nature. And I'm saying, where will the resistance come from? It'll come from the 21 million veterans that we have in our country. At some point in time, America is going to stand up and fight. Have you done any other analysis lately on public figures that you want to tell us about?
Well, I've done Rachel Maddow, whether you like
Oh,
to hear her
Mad
in public.
Dog Maddow. Yeah, what do you got for her?
Just nothing but a mouthpiece. She has her personal agenda that she is in charge, and she's trying to act that way on her show by trying to make people think like she thinks. She's nothing more than a puppet. Her vocal print looks like Biden's. She talks about everything for a purpose. Her purpose. She's very selfish and doesn't want anybody to think outside of her little bailiwick of what's supposed to go on.
So is she controlling? That's my sense of her.
Oh, very controlling.
Okay. She's obnoxious with anyone who disagrees with her.
Yes. And it's deliberate. She really has convinced herself that she has a right to do that. Just like Liz Cheney convinced herself she had the right to do January 6th. I hope she ends up in jail for the crap she did.
Yeah, especially withholding exculpatory evidence in J6, that's imprisonable. Refresh our memories here with the audience. What did you find with Liz Cheney?
That she is very vindictive, that she hates Trump for some reason. And it's about something Trump did to her father, but I've never been able to run that down.
Ooh,
So
huh.
I don't know what he did.
Boy, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know either. But I tell you, you hit me between the eyes there. Dick Cheney's associated with the Carlyle Group. The Carlyle Group's the biggest bunch of warmongers ever. They were responsible for a lot of what happened in the Middle East. Boy, that's interesting. I know what it is. I don't know the event, but I can tell you generally what it is. What did Trump not do when he was president? Start a war. What would Dick Cheney be invested in financially? The military-industrial complex. And here's Trump holding out.
Well, Liz wants to get even with Trump about something, and there's a lot of distortion in her vocal print and a lot of revenge, similar to Pelosi. That may be why they get along.
Well, Pelosi's just a flat-out criminal. She was raised by a mafioso, and the fruit doesn't fall very far from the tree.
Well, remember several years ago we were on the show and we did a Pelosi smear thing, where we evaluated Pelosi's voice when she was talking to people in Congress and saying, this is how you get people. You make up something, doesn't matter whether it's true or not, and the bigger the lie, the better, because we say it, we send it out to stations, we have them repeat it, you repeat it to everybody, and pretty soon people believe it. And that's what they've been doing for the last 3 or 4 years, taking that Pelosi's path to ruining people. And she just is gleeful about it and thinks that it doesn't pertain to her. Remember when they shut everybody down and she was caught at her hairdresser's getting her hair
Oh,
done?
yeah, during the COVID lockdowns. Yeah, I remember that. Yes.
So she thinks the rules don't apply to her and she's out to ruin anybody that goes against her. One of the things she did that made me absolutely sick of my stomach, when Trump was giving a speech and she gets up there after the speech and rips up that his speech like, "You're nothing, I'm everything." And they didn't even call her on that crap.
Yeah,
It's
she had a
bad.
copy of his inaugural speech, and as soon as he was done, she stood up in front of everybody and ripped it up. That's
Yeah.
actually a federal offense because that's an official government document. It's destruction of public property. Of course, she never got prosecuted, but I don't think she's very bright either. I think she fits. She's not as stupid as Kamala, but she's not bright. She had help along the way, and. How hard, she's a billionaire, but not because she's smart. She's a billionaire because someone told her it's not illegal for Congress to do insider trading. Hey, we're going to make this jet plane, invest in this stock, and she would make millions. And that's her wealth. She doesn't, we have to vote for it to see what's in it. I mean, someone smart doesn't say something that dumb.
Well, why did Congress fall for it? You have to vote for it and then I'll allow you to read
Oh,
it.
no. Sherry, I know the truth on this. Okay. It's called the Franklin scandal. It's called Diddy, this rapper that just got arrested for trafficking. He's Epstein in the rap world, and he also bribes because he gets damning sexual tapes of government officials, representatives in government, corporate heads. And someone pulled the plug on him, and I don't know why, but he's CIA. This is what he does. Okay, so answer your question. Why was Obamacare passed? Okay, we have to vote it in to see what's in it, is what Nancy said. You say, well, people weren't dumb. They flipped around 20 votes on the night of the vote. It was a Sunday night vote, and they flipped about 20 votes. And I've been told that at least six of these people that were GOP, they're perverts. And their perversions would have been exposed. I don't know about the others, but I do know about six. And it has passed by a narrow margin. It didn't have the votes to pass when they sat down, but they brought out the bribery clowns. That's why. By the way, the Franklin scandal was a book that was written by Nick Bryant. And I interviewed Nick a couple of times, like 09, 2010. And what they do is they'd bring Congress people to parties and they'd have underage girls servicing whoever. Okay. Now, what's interesting is some of these congressmen, Nick said, they wouldn't even go for it. But because they were videotaped being in the place, it's guilt by association. And they always held it over their head to manage their key votes. That's your answer.
People are in chaos. They don't know what to think. They don't know what to do. They don't know who to vote for because there's so many lies going on. That's why we are giving away our nano voice. It's a tool that they can use and tell who is lying and who isn't. One of the dirtiest things I have seen about what's going on with telling people this is once I was watching your show and I just let it go because I was doing something in the kitchen. And right after your show, after all the good things that you were saying, was a show about prostitution and them taking cameras and videotaping people.
Wow.
So I believe
Okay.
what you're saying about all of this, that people have to be on their toes to be good people. And if people want this nano voice, they can go to our sites or just write to me and I will send it to them. So it's a way that they can look at someone's voice and tell, are they telling the truth? Are they telling half truth? Are they just trying to get somebody in trouble? Is it really their perspective? What's going on here? What is causing them to do what they are doing. And you can use it on your family. I think
Okay.
right now people need to use it on their political questions about who's telling you the truth. And I can tell you now, when I look at them, that what's going on with Kamala and the Democratic Party, they are lying to you to manipulate you into voting for them because they want to control your life. Don't let them. Think for yourself.
Soundhealthportals.com is where people go, isn't it?
That's one of them where they can use it, or I will give them the program. It only works on PC, or they can use it online at soundhealthportal.com. But I will give them the program. I will give them the education. I will give them the textbook. And the textbook is about the biggest liars, and Nancy Pelosi's on the front page.
Appropriately so. Hey, I wanted to ask you, do you think maybe we could take a recent look at Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. and Elon Musk on why they flipped to support Trump? Because they were opposite Trump. They weren't his friend. Sherry, you need to center your camera just a little bit.
Oh,
There
I
you
was looking
go.
up,
There.
writing something
We
down.
get to see your full lovely self that way. But they
Yes.
flipped, and I just wondered. Well, there's another woman too. Her name is Gloria Romero, and she is the Senate Majority Leader in the State House in California for the Senate, the State Senate. She's the Majority Leader. She quit the Democrats yesterday and joined the Republicans and is voting for Trump. And you know what's really weird about this, Sherry? Okay, she's as high up as you get in state politics without being the governor. She was a delegate to Obama. She was at his inauguration. I mean, she's a who's who primary fundraiser. And she just said, I can't support what this party is doing. I almost fell out of my chair. So her name is Gloria Romero.
I've got that.
And I got to tell you, I listened to her and I thought, it wasn't that I liked what she said. I liked her body language. I thought she was honest. And I have, like I said, friends that are Democrats that aren't idiots. They're not jerks. We just have different views, but they're more Kennedy-style Democrats, back from the 60s. But Sherry, this was absolutely amazing to see Gloria Romero talk this way. And Tulsi Gabbard, I mean, going for Trump, RFK Jr., I'm wondering what they have in common with their voices. I want to do a future show on that. Before we get very much deeper into the election season. And I want to see, because I guarantee you're going to find commonalities.
Do you remember the
You know what I
show?
think one of, I'm sorry, Sherry, go ahead.
Do you remember the show we did where we said on basic concepts, Trump and Bobby Kennedy are alike and they would be a good pair? Do you remember?
You predicted this.
Yeah, we talked about it. When Bobby Kennedy and Trump are in the same room, people are clapping. They recognize that they have common goals for the people. Now, they don't have common personalities because I think Kennedy is serving the people. I think Trump wants to serve the people, but I think Trump is a bit more uncivilized. And I think Bobby Kennedy will bring civility back if he can work in that genre, in that cabinet, in some way where they're really making a difference, the two of them.
I agree totally with what you just said. I wouldn't call Trump uncivilized, but I would agree he's more uncivilized than RFK Jr. RFK Jr. is more polished, politically speaking.
Yes.
Trump is the right man at the right time because we need a warrior that's not afraid to slash and burn. Things are that bad.
Remember, we called him the gunslinger, that he's willing to come in and get it done. We don't necessarily like how, but we like the outcome. I've heard so many people say Trump's a narcissist and he does bad thing to women, and so did all of them, but it all came out because they were trying to put him down.
Well, you could take a victory lap because you nailed Trump. I would add this too, and remember I said this when you offered that observation at Trump. I said, He's got a big ego. I wouldn't say he's a full-blown narcissist with a personality disorder that needs treatment. I don't think that's him. But he has a healthy ego. And the thing about his ego, Sherry, I think he views himself as George Washington number two, saving the country from destruction. That's how I view him.
I would agree with that, but he wants it done his way. But he loves the people. He
I agree.
wants to support the people. And I think the people look or did look to the government and look to doctors for civility. And that is just gone. It's not there anymore. And I'd like to see it brought back.
We've lost a lot of trust, there's no question. And it was interesting to see J.D. Vance's friend Peter Thiel flip. And look at Elon Musk, the world's richest man, has flipped, and he ain't going along with the globalist agenda. I mean, he's throwing millions of dollars into California's election to the Republicans. These people, that's why I wanted you to do analysis of these guys I mentioned. Because I think number one, you're going to find fear. What's binding them together is fear of the future about what's going to happen if this deep state regime with their puppet Kamala gets in charge. It's scary. Sherry, it's really scary. Well, look, we're out of time, but I wanted to express my appreciation for you coming on. And Sherry, soundhealthportal.com, anything else we need to know?
Or they can just go on to Sound Health. I forgot my own website, soundhealthoptions.com, and they can download this software from there. And
Say that
hit
again.
soundhealthoptions.com
Sound health options. Okay.
and download the software from there. Or just
Yeah.
write to me, Sherry Edwards, at Gmail. I'll send it to them. I'll send them
Sherry,
in.
Sharry.
Yes.
Yes.
I want people to have freedom and choice. I think that's part of what our founding fathers wanted for us, choice, and we don't have it right now.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get it back. It's going to be divinely inspired. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard Sherry as we went back through memory lane a little bit, how right she has been in this analysis. And we'll get her back on to further look at key players so we can kind of understand where they're coming from. Sherry, thanks so much for coming on. It's always good to see you.
It's been great. Thank you for having me.
Take care. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show, bringing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We ask you to share our work because we have a lot of uninvolved people that need to hear the truth. We're brought to you by Canola, and you need to hear this. A lot of you, most of my audience is middle-aged and above. If you're not there yet, because you got youth on your side, you will be. But a lot of people suffer from daily pain, absolutely crippling. It causes them to withdraw from activity, and then they start feeling like crap, and their health suffers. Well, what if I were to tell you no opioids, no groggy feeling, no narcotics, but there's a 100% natural painkiller developed by medical scientist Clint Winters. He's a world-renowned health expert in this field, and he has come up with a product called Canola. 100% drug-free way of getting your body fully absent of pain. I'm telling you can't miss on this because there's a money-back guarantee. It either gets rid of your pain or you get your money back. All you have to lose is a little bit of effort. But I'll tell you what you will lose, and what the testimonials tell us, you're going to get rid of the pain. And you won't feel groggy. There's no hangover effect. Doesn't affect your sleep, except you might get to sleep easier because you're not in pain. I want you to give it a try. There's no risk involved whatsoever. Go to trikono.com/Dave. Your days of beating pain are here. trikono.com/Dave. Great product, people. I'm telling you, no Side effects. Do you remember when Roger Stone got arrested by the FBI and those animals made his lovely wife step outside in the cold and bare feet in night clothes in freezing temperatures? SWAT teamed, this government official, SWAT teamed. They came in on boats behind his home, stormed the house like a bunch of Nazi stormtroopers. And who was there? CNN. How the hell did they know? Talk about violations. People that should have been prosecuted. Yeah, exactly. Now, let's take a look at something very similar that just happened, but this is far more serious than what happened with Roger Stone. You're not going to believe this. The rhetoric here is off the charts. I'm just going to read to you this, and then I'm going to play. I'm going to read to you a tweet here from MRC Newsbusters. Guys, thanks for putting this out. And there's a whole lot coming out now that stinks to high heaven. Like, yeah, how did the shooter get Trump's location since it was impromptu? Someone on the security team is committing treason and is an accomplice to attempted murder. There's no other conclusion. Look at this headline here. I'll read this to you. Why was MSNBC filming Trump golfing prior to shooting? CNN had not covered one of Trump's rallies until Butler, Pennsylvania. Wasn't it interesting they just happened to be there on the date of the first attempted assassination? Now, MSNBC is on Trump's golf course filming the former president just before he was almost assassinated. Who told MSNBC that Trump would be there? These are questions that need to be asked. Do you people in Congress have the balls to ask this question? I think Marjorie Taylor Greene does. MGT, get to work. Don't wait for your little sissified colleagues to do this. This needs to be answered, but we ain't done, folks. You need to hear this. This is bad, bad, bad.
So there's an inevitable.
These are the clowns from MSNBC telling you why Trump can't be protected and he better stop campaigning. Talk about election interference. But I want to know how MSNBC got there. The Roger Stone story is in play. Federal authorities want Trump dead. That's why they're there to film it for graphic purposes. And that's how Routh got the location.
Sit down with protectees across the Secret Service spectrum about open air events. This is going to happen. I guarantee you. The question I can't answer right now is whether each protectee is going to go with the program. In other words, will Donald Trump, if encouraged by the Secret Service, to stop golfing or to change golf courses or do something, that's far more protected? Will
How about stop campaigning? And he goes on to say, well, we live in an age now where all these candidates are at risk. Really? How many times have they tried to kill Kamala? That would be zero.
he abide by that? I think in these remaining weeks, I would take the advice of security professionals, whatever they say, but we're already living in a society where our nominees, our vice presidential nominees, are speaking from behind bullet-resistant glass at open-air rallies. How far can this go? How far can we fund, if at all, the Secret Service to put numerous drones up to see an aerial?
Wait a minute. You're worried about funding drones? If they would have flown just one drone over the course repeatedly, the heat signature would have picked this guy up. And this clown is trying to say, we can't afford to fund drones. Gets worse.
Shot of golf courses, concerts, rallies. Is this going to become the norm? Where is the perimeter? Because the more you move a perimeter out, we're already hearing that this shooter was on the fence line or behind the fence line of the golf course.
He got there because there weren't enough Secret Service agents assigned, and they should have been in all of the open areas to where the street traversed the golf course. I'm not in Secret Service and I could figure that out.
Where do you put your perimeter? How many agents, how many police officers will you need? Do you need an entire...
You have as many as it takes, asswipe. This is unbelievable. We can't spare the resources to keep Trump alive. I guarantee frickin' to you, if that was Kamala Harris golfing there, there would be swarms of Secret Service.
Square acre? Do you need miles of perimeter? These are
Oh, let's
questions that
exaggerate now.
almost can't be answered because they're cost prohibitive and resource prohibitive.
Oh, cost prohibitive. So it's cost prohibitive to protect a former president and the leading candidate. That's cost prohibitive. Why don't you just say, we just want this guy dead? Just say it, MSNBC. Say it. I mean, Jill Biden, who isn't a threat to anybody and no one gives a crap about her anyway, she got 12 Secret Service agents the day Trump was shot, where he had four, and everybody else there was trained like crap. This is inexcusable. These people want Trump dead, and they're compromising his security over and over to make sure it happens because they know what the real numbers are. Kamala's numbers aren't what the media says. If they were, they wouldn't be trying to kill him. I can't even stand to watch this anymore. These people are despicable. The Secret Service agent that saved Trump's life, you're a hero, sir. You are. We may never know your name, but you're a hero. Maybe you make him and Bongino run the Secret Service. I've had enough. I'm calling this out right now. We already know the Harris campaign colluded with ABC to have a rigged, phony debate. It's criminal, by the way. It's not just deceptive and unethical. It's criminal. Violates election laws. But here's the thing, people are writing into me about that. Oh, David, still hearsay. Well, you're either a Democrat or you're a dumbass. It's that simple. And the two terms are really synonymous. The affidavit was delivered the day before the debate, and it had all the things down that happened. Fact check Trump. Don't fact check her. Don't ask these questions in these topic areas. They didn't. I could go on and on and on. I did that this morning. The bottom line is, you idiots who write in and said this is hearsay. No, it was predictive. It came out before. What don't you get about that? This affidavit was delivered to Mike Johnson, who did nothing with it. It was delivered September the 9th, and the debate was on the 10th. And it said everything that was going to happen. We don't need to have the person come out who's behind the affidavit because they already told you what was going to happen in advance. That's prima facie evidence for conclusion. MSNBC being there on the golf course, that's prima facie evidence of conclusion for an assassination, collusion, I should say. I'm not saying MSNBC was part of the assassination, but someone told him to be there. Something big might happen. You better show up. And then who got Routh there? Yeah, exactly. I'm calling it out. The Democratic Party is behind this, along with the deep state, which supports the Democratic Party, and they will do whatever they got to do to kill Donald Trump. I'm saying that plain and simple. And that brings in Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and all the other clowns in this party. Okay, they want Trump dead. It's that simple. And we as American citizens need to stand up and call this out and demand that the GOP grow a pair and stand up and confront this.